You're listening to Vatican Radio. England's Cardinal-elect Vincent Nicholls says his nomination as one of Pope Francis's closest advisers will help to raise the profile of all faith communities in Britain today. Archbishop Nicholls, who heads the Diocese of Westminster and serves as president of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, told us the focus of his new position as a member of the College of Cardinals is summed up in the Pope's invitation to broaden our horizons and enlarge the love in our hearts. In an interview ahead of his arrival in Rome for the extraordinary consistory on Thursday and Friday, Archbishop Nicholls also talked to me about his recent reactions to the government's austerity programme, which made headlines in the British press over the past weekend. He said he was not making an overarching criticism of policies to reform the country's welfare system, but rather echoing the voices of poverty and destitution that he is hearing on the ground. My first question to you then is if you could share with us your thoughts on this new position, what it means to you personally to be nominated as a cardinal.
Well, when I heard the news, obviously I was quite taken aback, even though there'd been lots of chat and lots of, speculation. To me, it wasn't at all clear, given the number of options that the Holy Father had about who he might appoint in a public consistory. My name was there, and I think I'm just beginning to get used to the idea now, but I was a bit taken aback at first.
Pope Francis sent you all a letter, didn't he, reminding people that it's not a promotion or an honour. Were That's you right. a little surprised that he would need to remind you that it's really all about service?
I thought it was done with such gracious terminology that I didn't take it as a reminder at all. I took it as a rather wonderful opening up of what lies before us, and the phrase that sticks in my mind is that this is an invitation to broaden our horizons and enlarge the love in our hearts. And I think that sums it up for me entirely. As the bishop here in Westminster, obviously my first focus is the diocese. As president of the Bishops' Conference, we reach out to many, fellow bishops around the world. So it's not as if we're stuck in a narrow perspective. But then to be invited, as it were, to share the perspective of the Holy Father and to share that care for the universal church, for all the churches, is a great, great privilege. And as he said, it's a summons to service, and that's a privilege.
In a practical sense, do you think this gives the Catholic Church in England a stronger voice in the public arena?
The reactions that I've had from people here have been quite astonishing. And I don't just mean from Catholics. Catholics, you would expect to be very, very pleased. But it's a reaction right across society. And the two words that people keep using are, firstly, that they're delighted, and secondly, that they will pray. Now, the chief rabbi in a small gathering made a little speech, and he said, this is good for the cause of faith. This is good for everyone who wants to live their lives consciously in the presence of God. So this strengthens us all, was his view. And I think that's shared. This does help to raise the profile of faith, of the project of religious living in the public sphere, yes.
This past weekend, you were making your voice heard. There were headlines regarding your criticism of the government's austerity programme there in the UK, saying there's no longer any safety net for people on the margins. Do you think your voice is being heard over this critical issue? And could you give us a little bit more background on what your concerns are?
Well, what I was saying was I was trying to give an honest and a clear picture of what I learn and what I hear. What I hear from fellow bishops, what I hear from people working in food banks and with other charities. And we've been trying to make something of a priority of these within the diocese. And the word that was used, and we used it in the statement at the end of our last bishops' conference meeting, was that people were seeing destitution in this country. And as one bishop said, I never thought I would say that. I never thought I would see families who have absolutely nothing. So my point was, we need to look at this reality and face it and not pretend that it isn't there. My point was not a kind of overarching criticism of government policy. In fact, I said in the interview, I didn't believe that these were intended consequences. And obviously you have to acknowledge that the reform of a welfare system, and I agree that it needs reform, is a very complex matter. But what I have to keep on saying, and for me it's a privilege, is to echo the voices that I hear and echo the reality that's on the ground. So since the weekend, I've been inundated with emails and messages, most of which add a particular example or illustrate the problems that people are facing. So, for example, one man wrote in and he said, somebody who fails to apply for 6 jobs every week loses their benefit. Now, you have to apply online for these jobs. So if you don't understand computers, if you have problems with literacy, if you don't have access to a computer, then you're likely to lose your benefit. And they could lose it for up to 6 weeks. And then where do they go? They have no money. And these are the people, these are among the people who turn up at the food banks to find food. And when a priest tells me, you know, a young mother comes in, she's given 3 days' worth of food, and she bursts into tears because she hasn't eaten for 3 days. So that's part of the reality. And I believe in a country as resourceful and as affluent as ours, we should be looking at those detailed cases and making adjustments so that that doesn't happen.
Would you like to see, though, more consultation with the church or churches with the expertise that you're gathering in this field?
Well, I would hope, and I believe that there are people who work with government who would be open to these things. And I think what we have to do, and I've asked our Caritas leadership to begin, is to draw some of this information together in a more systematic way so that we can chase through what are the causes of this destitution and hunger.
My thanks there to Britain's new Cardinal-elect, Archbishop Vincent Nicholls of Westminster.